We present Peter Cook as Paul Temple and Marjorie Westbury as Steve in Paul Temple and the Lawrence Affair, a serial by Francis Durbridge. Paul Temple and the Lawrence Affair, the final episode, Return to London.
Well, I went out to examine the body with Sergeant Moore and the local police doctor.
What was the cause of death?
Strangulation. Anyway, I followed the usual routine and searched both the cavity and the surrounding area. A few yards from the body, actually on the seawall itself, I found this, sir.
What is it?
Looks like a watch chain.
Yes, but it isn't. It's a bracelet.
How do you know it's a bracelet, Mr. Temple? Have you seen it before?
Yes.
I've seen it before, too.
Where?
De Silva wears a bracelet like that. Exactly like it.
De Silva?
Yes.
But surely...
Steve's right, Sir Graham. De Silva does wear a bracelet like that.
Inspector... Did anyone identify this man?
Yes, sir. I did.
You did?
Yes, sir. I identified him from your description. His name's Roger Townley.
Townley?
Yes, sir.
You sure?
Positive, sir. There's no doubt about it. And by a curious coincidence, I was talking to Mr. Temple about Townley only this morning, sir.
Oh. Why?
Well...
Steve thought she heard Mrs. De Silva mention the name last night.
Tell me about it, Steve.
It was just after De Silva rescued me. I was in the cabin, feeling pretty exhausted... Mrs. De Silva turned to her husband and said, Townley isn't going to like this, Ernest.
And what did he say?
He said, it's a matter of complete indifference to me what your friend Townley likes.
I see.
Steve, do you think that Julie De Silva was referring to the fact that her husband had rescued you?
Well, that's what struck me at the time, but it seems such an odd thing to say.
Not so very odd. That was no accident last night. It was a deliberate attempt to get rid of us.
And you think that Mrs. De Silva knew that?
Not only that, but I think she was extremely angry with her husband for interfering.
But... It couldn't have been Mrs. De Silva in the speedboat.
No, I'm not suggesting that she attempted to murder us. I simply said that she knew about it. If you want my opinion, it was Townley who drove the speedboat.
But why?
Because the poor fool was under a misapprehension. That's why.
Oh, I don't follow you.
Well, why did we come to Downborough, Steve? In the first place, I mean.
Because you wanted somewhere quiet to finish your book.
Yes, but that's not what Townley thought.
I see what you're getting at. He thought you came here to make investigations.
Exactly.
Mr. Temple.
Yes, Inspector?
What did Salty West mean when he said, tell Paul Temple there isn't a Mr. Lawrence?
He meant precisely that, Inspector. Precisely that. Oh, come along, Charlie, come along.
Patient, darling.
I am, but you always take such a time to answer the bell.
Oh, we're in no desperate hurry.
I am. It's 7:30.
Well?
I want to see that fellow Tico as soon as I possibly can.
Why do you want to see Tico?
Because he's got that girl Mary Chepstow under his wing. And after what's happened, I don't want to take any chances.
I see.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Temple. I was in the bath. Evening, Mrs. T.
Hello, Charlie.
Oh, don't say Mrs. T.
No, Mr. T. No, sir.
And take this suitcase.
Yes, sir.
No, the heavy one.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Any messages? Letters?
No, sir.
Nothing?
Well, several bills, sir.
Yes, I know that.
Oh, Mr. Haley rang up, sir.
Ah, what did he say?
Well, he said he'd got your telegram, sir, and,
Yes?
And the answer was, like a fish.
Like a fish?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Charlie.
Not at all, sir.
Who's this Mr. Haley?
Oh, just someone I know.
It wouldn't be Reg Haley, the artist.
Yes, that's right.
But you hardly know him.
He was born in 1926 and he went to Eton.
Why did you send him a telegram?
I told you. He was born in 1926 and he went to Eton.
I don't care if he went to Rodin. Why did you send him a telegram?
Never mind. Come on, dear. Let's go upstairs.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You've been dancing to the Johnny Tico Orchestra, conducted by the maestro himself. This is Johnny Tico saying au revoir, but not goodbye.
I'm going to have a word with the maestro himself, darling. Stay here.
Don't be long.
Don't worry. I can say what I want to say in 2 minutes.
Satiko, can I make a request?
Well, sure, that's what we're here for. You don't have to... Temple, what do you want?
I want to talk to you, Tico. I've got a dressing room.
Sure, I've got a dressing room.
Let's use it.
Look, I'm working. This is business hours. I'm on again in 10 minutes.
What I've got to say won't take more than 2.
Okay, follow me. Here we are. In here.
Thank you.
Well, what is it, Mr. Snooper?
Tico, when you were in Danbury, you met a girl called Mary Chepstow. You brought her back with you.
Well?
Why?
Why what?
Why did you bring her back with you?
What business is it of yours?
I'm asking you a question, Tico. I want the answer.
Mary Chepstow sings. She's got a good voice. I'm always on the lookout for girls with good voices.
Is she here tonight?
She will be later.
How much later?
I told her to be here at 10 o'clock.
Where is she now?
How should I know? I'm not her guardian.
You're responsible for her.
What do you mean?
Tico, listen. Mary Chepstow was engaged to a boy called Andy Cross, who committed suicide.
Well?
The general impression was that he did so because he'd had a row with his fiancée. That's not what I think. It's not what Mary Chepstow thinks either.
So what?
You brought Mary Chepstow to London because you wanted to keep an eye on her. You wanted to make sure she wouldn't talk.
Well, that's not true. She's a singer, a first-class singer.
I hope so.
What do you mean, you hope so?
I'm holding you responsible for that girl. Scotland Yard knows that you brought her here. If anything happens to her, Tico, I shouldn't like to be in your shoes.
Nothing's going to happen to her.
I'm delighted to hear it.
Now, if you've no objection, I'd like to get back to the dance floor.
I have no objection. No. After you.
Did you see Tico?
Yes, I've seen him. Get your coat, Steve. We're leaving.
But what about Mary Chepstow?
I don't think we need worry about Mary Chepstow. She'll be all right. Get your coat, Steve.
I've got it on.
Hmm? Oh, sorry.
You look very thoughtful.
Hmm?
What are you dreaming about?
I was just thinking it's about time we gave another cocktail.
Excuse me, has anyone left a message for me? My name's Dexter, Brian Dexter.
Are you staying in the hotel, Mr. Dexter?
No, I was asked to meet a friend here at 8 o'clock, but, well, she hasn't turned up.
Well, I'm afraid there's no message for you, sir.
Hello, Mr. Dexter.
Oh, good evening, Mrs. Temple.
You look rather worried.
Well, I'm rather annoyed. I was supposed to meet someone at 8 o'clock, and they just haven't shown up.
It wouldn't be Mrs. De Silva by any chance.
Why, yes.
She's upstairs with my husband. We're giving a cocktail party.
Oh?
Come along, Mr. Dexter, come along.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening, sir.
My name is Burford. Mr. Paul Temple asked me to call.
Oh, why, certainly, Mr. Burford. Mr. Temple is expecting you, sir. Room 13 on the first floor.
Oh. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I understand Mr. Temple is giving a cocktail party.
That's right, sir. Room 13. Is Mr. Temple expecting you?
Yes.
May I have your name, sir?
De Silva.
Yes, of course, Mr. De Silva. Will you take the lift, sir? Room 13 on the first floor.
Thank you. Room 13.
Is she in the cocktail bar?
No.
Have you looked in the dining room?
Yes.
Well, have you looked
She's not in there either.
Oh, well, what the heck is she playing at?
Telegram said 8 o'clock.
So what? It's now 20 to 9. Surely to goodness she...
What is it, Johnny?
Just look who's here.
Hello, Mrs. Tico. This is a pleasant surprise.
What are you doing here?
Well, I might say the same, Mr. Tico. What are you doing here?
We arranged to have dinner with a friend of ours, but unfortunately...
Not Mrs. De Silva. Now, don't tell me it's Mrs. De Silva.
Well, actually, we...
She's upstairs with my husband. She's been here for hours.
Upstairs with your husband?
Yes. We're giving a cocktail party. A lovely party, Mr. Tico. Come along. We'd be delighted to have you join us.
Now, wait a minute. We didn't come here to go to any cocktail party.
You didn't?
No.
What did you come for?
I've told you, to see Mrs. De Silva.
But I've told you, Mr. Tico, she's upstairs with my husband. Come along, don't spoil the party. Oh, Oh, dear. I've just thought. I do hope you're not superstitious.
Why?
The party's in room 13.
So here you are, Steve. I wonder where you got to.
Paul, just look who I found downstairs.
Why, Mr. and Mrs. Tico, come in.
Look, Temple, your wife's persuaded us to come up here again. Julie, why don't you wait for us in the lounge?
What are you talking about? Who is this?
This is Johnny Tico, Mrs. De Silva, the Johnny Tico, in person.
Yes, but I never...
But let me introduce you to everyone else, Tico. First of all, Mr. Brian Dexter.
How do you do?
Mr. Max Burford.
How do you do?
Mr. De Silva. Oh, but of course you know Mr. De Silva. Oh, and Detective Inspector Ivor.
Good evening.
Look, Temple, I don't know...
Now, what can I offer you? Sherry, dry martini, gin and tonic? Mrs. Tico?
I think I'd like a...
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. What is all this? What's it all about?
It's a little cocktail party.
Now, don't give me that.
Oh, sorry, perhaps you prefer a gin and French.
Look, I'm leaving, I'm getting out of here. No one's making a monkey out of me.
No one's trying to make a monkey out of you, Tico.
Oh, we to improve on nature.
Don't get fresh with me, lady, because...
Because what, Tico? You came here tonight because you had a telegram from Mrs. De Silva asking you to meet her here.
What? But I didn't send
it. I sent that telegram.
You did?
Yes.
Why?
Because I wanted you to come here, Tico, that's why.
I also had a telegram, ostensibly from Mrs. De Silva. Did you send that one too, Temple?
I did.
Why?
For the same reason that I sent one to Tico.
Wouldn't it have been simpler just to have invited me here?
You might not have come.
Look, Temple, it's quite obvious you've got us all here for a particular purpose. Don't you think it might be a good idea if you told us what that purpose was?
I agree, Burford. If you have anything to say, Temple, please say it.
Very well. I'll come to the point. The point is this. Someone in this room murdered Mary Gardner. Someone in this room was responsible for the death of Salty West. And someone in this room attempted to murder my wife.
Well, don't look at me, for Pete's sake.
Why should I look at you, Tico?
If you think I had anything to do with it...
Johnny, shut up.
Now listen to me, Linda. If you think I'm going to be pushed around by...
Mr. Tico, if you've even a modicum of common sense, which I'm beginning to doubt, you'll take your wife's advice and remain silent. Now, Temple, at the risk of repeating myself, if you have anything to say, please say it.
But don't you think he's said enough? He's already accused one of us of being a murderer.
I agree, Mrs. De Silva.
Yes, but which one? That's the point. Which one?
Yes, Temple. Which one?
Before I answer that question, Dexter, I'd like you to listen to Inspector Ivor. Go ahead, Inspector.
Well, about 18 months ago, a man called Roger Townley formed a diamond smuggling ring which had its headquarters in Downborough.
Downborough?
Scotland Yard suspected the existence of the ring, but were under the impression that it operated from London. Then one day, by pure coincidence... Mr. Temple decided to go to Downborough.
I was writing a novel and I wanted to be quiet. I knew nothing about the Townley ring, but Townley became suspicious. He thought that the novel was simply an excuse for making an investigation. I can assure you this wasn't the case. If I'd been left alone, or rather, if my wife had been left alone, I shouldn't have become involved in this affair. Now, Townley had certain of the local people working for him.
Local people? Who are you referring to?
Mary Gardner, her brother Bob... Salty West. However, let me continue. When I left Downborough, Townley consulted his right-hand man, who for the moment we'll call X. He told Townley that he would take care of the Temple problem. Indeed, he guaranteed that I would very quickly lose interest in the ring. Go on, Inspector.
Well, in short, he presented Mr. Temple and Scotland Yard with a much more intriguing problem.
The disappearance of Sylvia Ross.
Exactly, the disappearance of Sylvia Ross. Now, Miss Ross was infatuated by X, and she agreed to do what he wanted. So, she disappeared for a time. Sir Graham consulted me. And now here is the interesting point, and I give our friend X full marks for it.
Oh, what was that?
Well, he knew exactly the sort of thing that always intrigues Mr. Temple in his previous cases. In short, he invented a mysterious name and a mysterious address. Mr. Clive Lawrence, Hotel Steinbach, Zermatt.
But that was on the note that Miss Ross gave to Johnny.
No, Mrs. Tico.
But I...
The note was simply a request for a dance tune. You were following your instructions from X when you told me about the name Lawrence.
I don't know
X was determined that I should become more interested in the mysterious Mr. Lawrence than in the activities of the Townley gang.
What good would that do?
Well, he was probably hoping Mr. Temple would take a trip to Switzerland.
Exactly, Inspector. But X overlooked one important point, that there was a member of the gang who hated him, Mary Gardner. Why she hated X so vehemently, it's difficult to say.
Well, she probably blamed him for the death of her brother.
Probably. Anyhow, Mary Gardner knew that X was throwing me off the scent by introducing a fictitious Mr. Lawrence. So, out of spite, she produced a letter which was supposed to have been written by her brother Bob. The letter also mentioned Lawrence and apparently tied him up with the Downborough affair.
So, naturally, Mr. Temple became interested in the Downborough affair.
Which was precisely what Mary Gardner intended. Mm.
But look here, if Mary Gardner was a member of the ring, why should she throw suspicion
Mary was upset because of what had happened to her brother. Also, she was afraid that sooner or later X would take over from Townley.
I see.
Temple, a few moments ago you said that the person who murdered Mary Gardner was here, in this room.
That's true, DeSola.
In other words, you mean X.
In other words, I mean X.
Then why don't you come out into the open and tell us who this person really is?
Paul, look out!
Stand back! Get away from that door.
Dexter, don't be a fool. Put that revolver down.
I'm warning you. Get away from that door.
Now, Dexter, listen. You'll never get out of here, even if you get through that door. There are three men in the corridor and a man in every entrance.
You know perfectly well that you haven't the remotest...
He's going for the window.
Stop him, Burford.
Get out. Dexter, don't be a fool, you.
Now, stop him.
He deliberately threw himself through the window.
Downstairs, Inspector, quickly. Downstairs.
And suddenly the whole window fell on top of him. He might have been killed. I couldn't believe my eyes. He came straight through the window.
He was covered in blood when he rushed across the road. I don't know what happened. I saw the glass and then the man running across the road.
Did you see him, Prosper?
Yes, I was on the side entrance. I heard the crash and rushed outside.
Well, where is he?
He dashed across the road towards the car park.
Well, why in heaven's name didn't you stop him?
Because I didn't realize who he was. I never imagined you'd let him jump through the window.
There he is. Where? In that car. Come on.
Be careful, Temple.
Just look at his arm.
He'll never drive like that.
Look out. He's driving the car over here. My car's on the corner, Bosper. Come on.
Wait a minute. There's another car coming.
It's a police car.
It's Sergeant Drake. Good man, Drake. Good man.
Come on. Let's get my car.
Right.
As if he's heading for the embankment. If we turn down Bilton Street, we may cut him off.
Or lose him.
We'll have to take that chance.
Drake's still on his tail.
If he gets over the other side of the river, we've had it.
Hold tight, I'm going round here.
Right.
Left at the bottom, Temple. No, left.
I know what I'm doing, Inspector.
You're right, we're on the embankment. I'm sorry,
You've
thought...
You've done it, there he is. You've cut him off.
He hasn't seen us yet.
Get out, Bosper, quick. He spotted us.
What's he going to do?
By Timothy, he's trying to turn round.
He's lost control.
He's going for the parapet.
Another brandy, sir?
No, thank you, Tom.
Oh, just a little.
No, really. Oh, well... Whoa, steady.
Shall we have another log on the fire, Paul?
Yes, all right.
You know, Sir Graham, there are still one or two things I don't understand about this business.
Oh, by Timothy, here we go. I warned you, Sir Graham.
Go ahead, Steve. Fire away, my dear.
Well, what about Salty West?
What about him?
Well, was he really a member of the ring?
Yes, of course he was. Townley realized that he couldn't form the ring without the help of some of the local people.
Mm-hmm.
So, after making discreet inquiries, he enlisted the help of the Gardeners, Salty West, and young Andy Cross.
Yes.
Cross, poor chap, became conscience-stricken and finished up by committing suicide. Yes. However, Salty didn't become conscience-stricken. On the contrary, he became rather full of himself. He refused to take orders, refused to do any work, and simply pursued a gentle form of blackmail.
Wicked old man.
Townley couldn't do anything with him, so he dressed him up and sent him to Maidenhead to see Dexter.
Then Barker...
Ah, yes. Now, he was De Silva's chauffeur.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He was a member of the ring. He took Salty to meet Dexter. If we'd turned up 10 minutes earlier, we should probably have seen the three of them together.
And you say Barker was a member of the ring?
Yes.
Did De Silva know that?
He suspected it. But it was really Mrs. De Silva who was in league with Townley. De Silva was completely under her thumb.
Was she and Dexter...
Yes, I'm afraid so. Although he was also carrying on with Sylvia Ross.
Oh, dear.
It was Dexter, of course, who hid Sylvia.
But who minded Barker?
Dexter did.
But why?
He thought that by doing that immediately after my visit to Harley Street, it would throw suspicion on De Silva. He continued to throw suspicion on De Silva when he had disposed of Townley.
Ah, yes, you mean by planting De Silva's bracelet? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Sir Graham, was it Dexter who tried to kill me?
Strictly speaking, yes. But it was Barker who was responsible for the duplicate handbag.
Oh.
That's why he had the photographs. They were purely a means of identification.
But why should they want to kill me? I mean, I can understand them trying to get rid of Paul.
Yes, but they knew perfectly well if they tried to get rid of Temple and failed, it would only make him more determined than ever. They worked on the principle of trying to scare Temple into dropping the case.
Mm, and they very nearly succeeded, Sir Graham. I was pretty worried, especially after the Bob Gardner accident. I began to wonder whether something like that was going to happen to Steve.
But was it an accident?
No, Steve. Townley murdered Gardner, although Salty was there when it happened. I think Townley was under the impression that Gardner had been passing information on to your husband.
Why?
Don't forget he saw the three of you together that afternoon out in the bay. It was Townley, in fact, who fired the shots.
And what about Freeman, Paul, Burford's cousin? The man who kept staring at me. How does he fit into all this?
Freeman was the fence, the go-between. But oddly enough, it was Freeman who first spotted you at Dunborough and drew Townley's attention to the fact that you were both staying there.
Have you got Freeman?
Oh, yes. Vosper picked him up this morning at Dover.
You seem to have quite a bag, Sir Graham.
Quite a bag.
But, Paul, Burford told us that when you went to see Freeman...
Freeman already knew that I'd talked to Burford. Dexter told him to put on a little show purely for my benefit.
You mean all that business about Lawrence and the Isle of Skye?
Exactly. Freeman knew that Burford would report straight back to me.
Don't you see? Dexter was still trying to make us concentrate on the mysterious Mr. Lawrence and the disappearance of Sylvia Ross.
Well, then the telegram we found was carefully planted.
Yes, but fortunately we went to Downborough, not to the Isle of Skye.
Yes, well, I think Dexter must have been one of the most callous individuals I've ever met.
Yes, Dexter was quite a boy. And incidentally, quite a swimmer. I checked on that, Steve.
Hmm?
Reg Haley, who was at Eton with him, said he swam like a fish.
Like a fish? Oh, that's what that telegram was about.
Yeah, well, there you are, Steve. That's the end of the Lawrence affair.
Yes, but if you ask me, it should have been called the Downborough case.
I'm inclined to agree, Steve. Well, what are you going to do now, Temple? Write another novel?
Oh, no. We're going away for a few weeks, Sir Graham.
Oh, really? This is news to me.
You need a holiday, Paul, after all this. We both do.
Where are you going? Downborough?
Not Pygmalion like this.
Well, where are we going?
Somewhere in the country, miles away from anywhere. And we're not going to tell anyone where we're going. And we're not going to leave a forwarding address. And we're going to call ourselves Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
You wouldn't like me to wear a large black moustache.
That's quite an idea.
You'd better let me have your address, Steve, just in case I want to get in touch
with
you.
You're the last person...
Steve!
One moment, I thought you meant it.
Well, I must be off. I've got a busy time ahead of me. Good night, Steve, my dear. Take care of yourself.
Good night, Sir Graham.
Good night.
Heavenly. It's so peaceful.
Yes, I'll bet those birds sing all night.
Aren't you glad we came here, darling?
Steve, how long are we staying down here?
Well, I booked for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
But we can stay longer if we want to.
Oh, no. I think 3 weeks should be quite long enough.
Come on, I race you back to the hotel.
What? And whip up an appetite? Don't be silly, dear.
Where have all these men come from?
Timothy, what's hit the place?
Paul, look.
It's a Graham.
Why, hello.
What are you doing here?
We're staying here. It's the International Police Convention.
What?
We're here for 3 weeks, Steve.
Really, Sir Graham, how very interesting.
Yes, meetings, conferences, lectures. Practically the whole of Scotland Yard should be down here by tomorrow morning.
Can I get you anything, sir?
Yes, rather. Steve.
Brandy.
What?
Brandy.
That was the final episode of Paul Temple and the Lawrence Affair by Francis Durbridge. The part of Paul Temple...
Someone in this room murdered Mary Gardner. Someone in this room attempted to murder my wife.
...was played by Peter Cook. Steve, his wife...
She's wearing my coat, Paul. They thought it was me.
...was played by Marjorie Westbury. Sir Graham Forbes...
During that time, it never occurred to you either to telephone or to write to your father?
...by Lester Muddett. Charlie...
Yes, sir. Mr. and Mrs. Temple are staying at some place in the country.
...by James Beattie. Detective Inspector Vosper...
That only accounts for 24 hours, Miss Ross. What happened the rest of the time?
...was played by Arthur Ridley. Detective Inspector Ivor...
The Salt has lived all his life in Downbury. Don't ever remember him leaving the place before?
...by Manning Wilson. Johnny Tico.
I'm an entertainer, a public figure. If a girl wants to send me a note, there's nothing I can do about it.
...by Brian Haynes. Linda Tico.
I was just telling Mrs. Temple about your mother being ill, Johnny.
...was played by Belle Crystal. Max Burford...
Freeman's up to something, and whatever it is, I don't want you to think that I'm mixed up in it.
...by Alan McClelland. Ernest De Silva...
Obviously you don't want to consult me professionally, Mr. Temple.
...by John Gabriel. Julie De Silva...
But Brian couldn't swim. Well, you certainly wouldn't call him a swimmer.
...by Marjorie Mars. Mary Gardner...
Watch your handbag, Mrs. Temple. Watch your handbag.
...was played by Dorothy Holmes Gore. Salty West...
Oh, you look surprised when you saw me in that big car. Didn't think Salty West could look so smart.
...by Brewster Mason. And Brian Dexter...
I'm sorry if I lost my temper, but it's infuriating to keep answering the same questions over and over again.
...was played by Simon Lack. Production was by Martin C. Webster.